might be quite out, but I have an hour or early in the morning. Such a very, so, build, open up tomorrow. Be present in an hour, and I have the mark on Friday, and, I don't know, that I can check for early on Saturday. In other words, my usual break, run, and early on Saturday. And, the other thing I talked to him, good talk, and then that, and I told him about setting up a machine on the one point two. Now, there's been a lot of speculation about this, and I heard about it, but, much of it's far, it's way off the mark. For example, there's been speculation about the I would remind you that the president has said categorically that he holds this position, that, principle that must be adhered to in any settlement is that there will not be the imposition of a communist coalition, or a coalition government in South Vietnam, the people of South Vietnam, check with him to see what he wants to do. Well, my own view is that, yes, I think that this instance isn't too much carefully, but I would say, you could say this, that the president is a, that there are two different, a very, very simple difference. The president is for peace of mind, and his opponents for peace with surrender. I put it right forward. So what I would do. Is that for you there? There's quite a bit of peace of mind, peace of surrender. Try to use the word surrender if you can, if you can't do that. So, plenty of time to kind of boil. You could say it. Or the other thing you could say is they asked about the was it, look, he has made so many, and is all over the lot on this, that I'm just not going to comment on it. And I can only say that all this kind of, this kind of speculation, these charges and so forth, are not worthy of a presidential candidate, is what you might say, and that they're highly irresponsible because they can only have the effect of possibly imperiling what now appears to be progress in peace negotiations. And if you would urge again that the letter consider what Vice President Humphrey and Nixon did in 1968, when both refused to comment on negotiations, which were far less hopeful than these. Now, that's the line I think I get in there. That he's all over the line.